Janet Kendall White is founder and CEO of Berkshire Group, a certified women-owned business and award-winning leadership and culture development firm. Berkshire Group has a track record of helping clients develop healthy organizations and cultures and meet their business objectives. Janet has been featured, among other things, in Entrepreneur, Fortune, and Bloomberg Businessweek. She has spoken locally and nationally on a variety of leadership and business topics. What an honor, Janet, to have you on with me today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. It's great to be invited, and I'm glad to be here.
Good, great. Well, we're going to be talking about growing your business with speaking. And I know that you do a lot of training, which is a little different than speaking. So can we talk a little bit about the difference between the trainings that you do and then when you use speaking as a means of marketing?
Sure. So I do a lot of training in corporations. And I also get asked, though, as a speaker, to do what I would call workshops. And those are workshops to educate. You know, from my vantage point, when I speak, my big deal is to educate, inspire, and inform. Mm-hmm. And so I don't ever go out there, even if I'm just, quote, speaking, I don't go out to speak to sell.
Yeah.
I go out to speak to see people get ahas. But there is a difference between training, where you might be including, usually are, including exercises and things like that, or just you're speaking and talking to. I do get asked to do that quite a bit, but even when I do that, I find myself having people do things to reflect and call them exercises or whatever, because I want to get them to think, and I want to get them to ideally think differently about whatever the topic is.
Yes. Yes. And so do you make offers when you're doing those sorts of workshops?
Make offers for like our workbooks or sell?
Yeah. Or coming in to do a training for their corporation, for example.
Always include it. I always include it. I always have something in there that is, first of all, go to our social media sites and like us, follow us, all of that. And then also, we do this in corporations. If you need someone to come in, please refer us, that type of thing. I always include something that's a call to action of some sort.
Yes. And do you collect email addresses so you can add them to an email list, for example?
Yeah, it depends on the situation whether we're collecting business cards. So at most speaking engagements that are not where we're hired to do a workshop or a training, as we've been talking about, When it's just a speaking engagement, most often we're asking for business cards and then we do a giveaway.
Yeah.
So We've got their business cards, we do a giveaway, and we make it clear that they're going to be added to our monthly newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you send your newsletter out monthly. Do you send an email right after that workshop to those people whose emails that you collected?
We are either sending an email or we're sending a private message, a personal message on LinkedIn, because our follow-ups at most of our engagements to speak, to do workshops, are people that would be on LinkedIn. Not that they're not on other social media, but our decision makers that would ultimately become our clients are mostly on LinkedIn.
Yes. Yeah, that's a really important part to it. People miss that a lot because they're so engrossed in getting them on their email list, they forget to go connect on LinkedIn.
Yeah. And some of us now, Pat, are talking about how do we get people that are only on LinkedIn over to our email list also.
Yeah.
And so I think you've got to do both. We've made the mistake at times of only focusing on one or the other. And you really have to do both. If you want them to get a newsletter, you got to have them in email. Yeah. If you want to connect to them for a variety of reasons and have them seeing your posts, then you've got to have them in LinkedIn. It can't be one or the other.
Yeah. And then how do you nurture them along in your newsletter?
Well, great question. I'm going to back up one because I want to tell one quick story about speaking and the importance of nurturing. So it connects to both the email thing, but it's not just email. So we spoke at an event that was an educational event, and some of what would be the decision makers that we look for in our avatar, you know, our customer avatar, were in the audience. And there was a gentleman that indicated interest for his company. He was minority owner, however, and he wasn't the CEO, he was the COO. Okay. And so it would have been having to convince the CEO that he should also be interested. And for 2 years, we nurtured that person and that relationship and that engagement. That became a 20-year successful client.
Wow.
So I think many times when people speak, they think that they're going to get a lead and a client right away or a client. You know, that can happen. It has happened for us. Generally, those aren't the long-term, long-lasting clients that we have gotten. The ones that we've had to nurture through our emails, through breakfast, lunches, whatever, those are the ones. And we have multiple 20-year clients. It took developing those relationships. It didn't happen because I spoke and, you know, wowed everyone. Right, exactly. Although I hope to do that too.
Yeah.
So what we do with our emails is it's a combination of information, education, and personal. Mm-hmm. Personal about us, about most often me, what I'm learning. And those are the ones where I am sharing things that are a bit more, I say personal, but it's not like I'm telling them about my, I don't know, I can't even think of anything really personal that I would
your,
not
your
say,
camping trip?
Yeah, I'm not telling them about my camping trip. I'm not sending pictures. Although I have at times combined, here's what's going on for me as I recover from a, I was in a bad accident, recover from a bad accident and what I've learned.
Yeah.
And we get the most attraction from those. What happens with our emails are people remember us. So for me, our speaking, it's all about staying visible. It's yes. all about staying on people's minds or getting on their minds if we haven't been already. And the email is just a follow-up to that. It's a constant reminder we're out here. You know, any of us who have worked in the corporate world, we know that many times out of sight, out of mind, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of being able to influence people. If you're not in front of them and they're not seeing you, then they're not going to reach out to you. And even during this COVID time, we've gotten new clients because of our emails.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fabulous. The old standard that you used to hear all the time was, oh, it takes 7 touches to get somebody. I just heard a person say it takes 35 touches when you're selling a higher ticket item, so that they have to really see that you're serious about your business and you're out there in different ways, not
right.
35 right. emails maybe, but you know, different combination,
right.
but I thought that was interesting.
Well, and I'll tell you though, you know, that those 20-year clients, Pat, what's that worth to me?
Yeah.
You know, millions of dollars is what that ended up being.
Yeah.
I'll take the 2 years,
yeah.
you know. And, oh, by the way, the relationships that turn into friendships.
Yeah, right. That's the best way to do business.
Yes, it is.
And so how do you find the speaking engagements that where you do have a group of a variety of different business owners in the audience? How do you find those types?
Well, we have been around long enough where a lot of it is referrals, where people are suggesting me, suggesting, hey, have Janet speak. Hey, she's a good fit for this. And then we seek them out where we think that there's going to be people that will either be good referrals to the decision makers or yeah. it will be the decision makers themselves.
Yeah.
I've spoken a lot for national women's organizations. That's because I have a love of developing women leaders. That's part of it. But the other part of it is that I would love to have more clients that are women CEOs.
Yeah.
And so I go seeking out the places where there are the middle our target market is kind of mid-market, mid-sized businesses. We have some small businesses, but our desire is to work with the executive leadership team and to help them develop the other leaders as well as their team so that they can grow the business, mm-hmm. ultimately to have a good exit strategy, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So we go looking for, okay, where do those people, you got to go, what's their watering hole? Where do they hang out?
Yeah.
And go speak for those places. I think it's really important for people to get that. You can have 100 speaking engagements and get nothing out of it for your business if the people in the audience aren't the people that you ultimately want to work with.
Yeah.
You have to think that out. And so we have at times put more diligent effort on seeking out the speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that the majority of what we do speaking wise, we do because we want to be there and we know we can make a difference.
Yeah. That's excellent. Great. Well, one thing I always ask everybody that's on with me is, what are three traits that you think people have to exhibit in order to be effective at using speaking as a means of growing their business?
I think, Pat, there is speaking and traits that are needed for speaking. And then the latter part of your question, speaking to actually grow your business.
Yeah.
And there's some overlap, but I think for speaking, from my vantage point, and I know some people probably would not agree with this, you have to be authentic. Mm-hmm. So genuine would be a trait, authentic. And then I would say that you have to have passion around whatever you're speaking about. And for me, it's passion for my content, but it's also passion for the people that are sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
And that they get something out of that content. And then the third thing, I mean, I could go on about traits, but you asked for three, I would say is presence. You have to be present. You have to be present and give off a presence.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, who's going to listen? They're not going to listen. And then I would add that for actually growing your business, you know, I would include the passion, I would include the authentic, but I would say persistence and patience.
Yes.
I tried to make them all P's, but that doesn't work. So persistence and patience to turn the things that you know, the people that you've met into relationships that'll turn into business.
Yeah, right, exactly. Great. Well, those were fabulous. Thank you so much for being on with me today. Is there anything else that you can think of that we didn't talk about that would be important for the audience to know?
I think that we've talked about everything, but what comes to mind, Pat, is love what you do, love your topic, want people to engage with you, and then be diligent about your follow-up.
Yeah. Nurture, nurture, nurture.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for having me, Pat.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Find out more about Janet at BerkshireGroupInc.com.
Thank you for listening to the Sword of Success, Grow Your Business with Speaking weekly podcast. For more information about using speaking as a marketing strategy, visit PatAltVader.com.